This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Corey.
Yeah.
Yo, how can we help you, man?
I went on this date, and it was fantastic. We met online. This girl, Lily, so sweet, so nice. We had a nice email exchange before we even went out. So, like, the conversation was good. And we had a good night. We had a really good night. It went on for a long time, and now she's just not hitting me back. And I feel like there's a future here, and I just don't want to, like, squash this opportunity, you know?
All right, well, try and tell us of anything you can think of that might have turned her off a little bit so we're prepared when we call her.
Okay, so to be completely honest, the only kind of, like, random thing that did happen is, like, at the restaurant that we were at, we happened to run into my family. They were also there taking my brother out for his birthday. And so I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that they were going out, but it just sort of was this random coincidence. And so then, like, when they saw us, they, like, joined us. But, like, honestly, it went really well. They were super fun, and we laughed. And, you know, Lily and I didn't go home together. She took an Uber. But, like, seriously, like, I thought it went well. But that was, like, the only kind of random thing that happened. And I don't know if she's turned off by that. But my family's, like, super cool. We're all really close. So, like, I don't see what the big deal was.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a pretty big little random thing. But, you know, if they're cool, they're cool.
No, but, I mean, she seemed cool. She was laughing and having fun with them. So, I don't know. I didn't think it was that big of a thing.
All right, so you want a date that's just you and her. That's the way we're going to sell it. We're going to be like, hey, a one-on-one date, this time with no family.
Yeah, exactly. No surprises this time.
All right, hang on. We'll do that next.
Hello?
Hey, Lily?
Yes, this is she.
It's a beautiful name. My daughter's name is Lily. This is Ramiro and the Get Up Crew, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling from Hot 96.9. The reason we are calling you is because a gentleman reached out to us, and he is infatuated with you, likes you a lot, and he would love to take you out on a date, and we're willing to pay for that date. So all you got to do is tell us where you'd like to go, and all we're waiting on is you to give us a yes or no.
Well, can I ask who the date is with?
Yeah, well, here's the good news about it is that his name is Corey, and you guys already went out. It was Corey who, you know, you went out, you met up with his family at the restaurant?
Yes, I remember.
Yes, so he thinks that you guys deserve a one-on-one date.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't hang out with Corey.
Why?
It's kind of a gross story that I found out, and I'm not interested.
Did he do something gross on the date?
Not on the date, but gross enough that it freaked me out.
Okay.
So something you saw him do before?
His brother told me that he lost a bet or something, and he ate dog shit.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
that's
hold
funny.
On what? A second.
That's funny.
His brother told you that he ate dog shit one time?
Yeah, because he lost a bet. And I thought maybe they were kids or something, but this was last year, so...
What? You sure the brother wasn't just saying that? Because you know right. How, you know, people mess with each other. Especially
family.
No, I know
family. People mess with each other, but I'm pretty sure this guy ate dog shit.
Did you ask him?
Right?
Yeah, I went right up to him and I said, hey, do you eat dog shit? No, of course not.
Wow, man.
I mean, well, yeah, we've great all conversation. Done stupid things when we've lost bets.
Melissa, do you want to tell us?
No, but I'm just saying,
we don't even know if it's true. Well, hold on a second.
I mean,
Lily,
yeah.
Well, Corey's on the phone right now. Corey, are you there?
Yeah.
Corey, did you eat dog?
I mean, who hasn't eaten once or twice in their life? I mean,
everyone in the room, raise your hand.
Yeah, I haven't.
I mean, look, I only did it because it's my brother, and, like, you know, he's had to, you know, he's lost bets to me before. He had to lick my ass. Once.
What?
Stop talking.
What is happening in your family?
Come on.
So you're telling me, so you want me to go on a date with a guy who eats shit and gets rimmed from his brother?
That is the quote of the day.
Now that you put it that way.
Yeah, but it was all because of a bet. You've got to,
somebody's got to pay up on the losing end of the bet.
I'm not a gambling woman, so.
Come on.
No, thank you. Yeah. That's a little too many bets to lose for me.
Whose dog is barking in the background?
I don't know. We got some dogs.
My dog.
It's yours? Hey, well, look, if he poops, we know a guy that'll clean it up for you. So, okay. So, Lily, we're going to ask anyway. Would you like to go on another date with Corey? Now you know. Okay, how about this? Corey, is that the worst that she's going to find out about you?
I can't say that it is.
Oh, man.
Okay, Lily, you gotta appreciate the fact that the guy's
honest.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. Stop betting on these things. It sounds like you just want to lose them. No, thank you. No second date.